is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Back off.
Calm down.
Hey, everybody. It's Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. And I like When Calls the Heart.
It's stop it.
Get
stop it. God. I'm sorry. I'm Dan. I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the Deck the Hallmark
podcast.
I mean,
hey, everybody, welcome to When Calls the Heart Talk.
Did you say your full name? I don't know.
I think I was so flustered. Brandon. I was so flustered.
Dude, this is the last time we let Janie in the studio.
it's getting out of, we had this such a nice waiting area and a nice water cooler, which you all saw last week.
We kept, you know, we do take the day off. It's a daily show. Take the day off, check it out. And for that show, we open up the audience. We have a, you know, there's glass vaccination it. Sign of thing. But we have been talking about opening that up to Deck the Hallmark. And it's just been one of those we don't know situations. We felt Janie would be a good trial.
It has not been great.
It has been a mess up there. God, Janie.
I'll say, I won't say it.
Don't do it.
Please
don't do it.
Don't even engage in that revelry.
Don't stoop to her level.
I don't want to put the integrity of the show on blast, you know? Hi, everybody. Man, what an exciting day today is. This is When Calls the Heart, Season 2, Episode 6. Only one more long boy left.
You know, I say we skip vacation and just dive into more When Calls the Heart next week. Who needs a vacation, gang? Not me. That's for sure. I'm ready for more Hope Valley. I may watch it on vacay. You can't stop me.
How much, not to beat a dead horse here, but how much Dogecoin would I need to pay you?
Ooh, Dogecoin, the currency of the future?
The currency of the future.
The cryptocurrency of the future. I mean, look, at this point, the sky's the limit with Doge. If you gave me 50,000 Dogecoins, which you can get right now. Pennies on the dollar. Yeah. You could probably buy me a, I'd watch it.
There's talk, everybody, about, and we're hearing about this at the same time as you guys, but there is talk of a Deck the Hallmark cryptocurrency.
Dude, so exciting. Yes. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
What's it going to be called?
Is a natural jump for a podcast that makes fun of like the 90s and CCM stuff. I think the people that love those jokes are loving cryptocurrency jokes. Yeah,
they love them.
That's our audience. Big cryptocurrency audience, for sure.
Yeah.
We're crypto boys.
Crypto boys.
I haven't paid in real money in years.
No. If somebody doesn't take Bitcoin or Dogecoin, I'm like, I'm out of here, suckers.
I walked out of Winn-Dixie and Traveler's Rest, the best superstore in the world.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm taking my Bitcoin with me. And I left all my groceries in my cart and left out.
No way.
Yeah.
I stopped.
And I went down to Cooper's.
The Applebee's in Fountain Inn. And I said, I stopped at the door when I heard they didn't take Bitcoin. And I looked back at the crowd and I said, you can be a sheep or you can be a wolf. Bye, you sheeps. I'm out of here.
Okay, love it. So you stopped at the door. You didn't go inside.
No, there was a crowd on the way out.
Okay.
Right, I want to eat some of your lovely food.
Yes.
Do you take the Bitcoin or the Dogecoin? And they said, no. I said, and I turned. And as I was leaving, before I opened the door to leave, I stopped and I said, these patrons at Applebee's need a message. And I turned back around and gave them that message.
Dude, man. And that's just like Applebee's, it. Man. Mm. Man, and they're not going to make it at this rate.
No, you're not taking Bitcoin? Are you kidding me?
I went to the family restaurant in TR, went in there. They did accept Bitcoin.
Good for them.
I was able to get some green beans.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was great. Yeah, it was a great meet and three. Cindy really knows what she's doing back there on
the exchange
fried
rate on the Bitcoin. Do they rob you blind on that? They fleece you pretty good?
I spent about $10,000 on the meet and three, but it was great.
I gave them one whole Bitcoin. Is that a good deal?
They said, you can pay with Bitcoin, but it is a one-to-one.
We round up on the Bitcoin.
So it's either $8
or one Bitcoin valued at $56,000. Yes. It's your call. If you want to give us a Bitcoin,
You haven't tried Cindy's fried chicken.
It's really? Great. Chicken fried steak or just straight fried chicken?
No, fried chicken.
Okay. I know you like your chicken fried.
You know it.
Almost as much as cold beer on a Friday night.
Almost. A pair of jeans that fit just right, though.
How do you like the radio?
Oh, up.
Yeah. Love to see that sunrise.
touching.
You don't know.
Home and a woman's eyes. What is
that? A touch of home and a woman's eyes. See the love in a woman's
eyes. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Touch home and a woman's
eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. It's his family. It. Come That's on, it. Man. The stars the radio. And stripes. Beer, fried chicken, jeans, stars and stripes, family. In apparently that order.
Dude,
I think you got your priorities.
Priorities are not in order.
Trace is telling me in my ear that we did the same bit, I think, 2 weeks ago. Huh. Guys, might be time for a break. When Calls the Heart season Vacation. 2, episode 6, called
the Coming Heart of the Dogecoin.
called Coming Together, Coming Apart.
It's not the heart of something?
No.
It's not what? Called Coming Together, Coming Apart.
You can Google it.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. It originally aired on June 6, 2015.
Something like that.
Elizabeth and Jack, they're still upset about that fight they had last week. Remember that one? So they go out. They're going to go try to find their younger siblings, try to move forward to a better future, coming together, coming apart. And so they're going out on their, going their separate ways to try to find the kiddos. When they find out that they ran out together, they have no choice but to team up and go and find them and tell them what a big old mistake they've made. Back in Hope Valley, remember there? Gawain is still feeling the loss of that poker game, and he begins to pressure Abigail to sell the cafe to a new investor whom he has found. But she's like, no, I'm not letting you off this easy. Gawain then conspires to threaten Abigail into understanding just who she's dealing with Gawain. Abigail looks to Pastor Frank for guidance. And she gets way more than that, if you know what I mean. Just get some sparks. It's happening. We don't really know what his past is. When they start talking about his past, he gets a little sketchy about it. And it makes you wonder, maybe Abigail isn't the best at making decisions.
Yeah.
About how things might affect her future.
Maybe. Or maybe her, anyone else in her family's future.
At the same time, Lee wants, he's into Rosemary. He's ready to start to move into the next, step of their lives together. Courtship. Yes, if you will. But she's like, listen, there is the Founders Day play coming up.
Okay.
And I've got some stuff to do. Back in Hamilton, Jack realizes that his brother's troubling behavior has roots in the past, and he kind of helps.
Just now realize that.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, there might be something that's kind of holding you back.
Just not out of thin air.
And so he decides to kind of talk him into, letting this whole thing go. Like, just, we got to move on, pal. So we get an emotional farewell, emotional for someone, I'm sure. Then William, Elizabeth's dad, says, hey, Jack, you want to come and work for me, huh? And he's like, no, I do not. Jack and Elizabeth are at the train station, and they get into another clash when he's like, your family will never accept me. That's why your father offered me that job. I don't need no handout. I'm a Mountie, need I remind you. And he tells Elizabeth that he is, he's got some thinking to do, and he's not going to do it up there in first class with her. He's going to do it in coach like a Mountie. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart, coming together, coming apart.
We did it. Season 2.
The remix.
When Calls the Heart, come together, come to pot. Ha! We're taking a break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. No?
That was good stuff.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, by Dogecoin.
Get out!
You look like you're excited to be here, Brandon.
Janie hit
you
during break.
Good gosh, Janie.
Do I have a black eye?
Yeah, I think you're good.
It's not.
All right, I'll get past it, everybody, but you need to
power
get
through.
Back.
Yeah, Janie.
I kind of like her.
She's got some fun to her.
What do you mean?
I think she had something.
She punched me.
In the face.
You were kind of being a little sassy.
What do you mean I was being sassy?
You told her to go away.
Right. This is a closed set.
I
got
can't
the glass.
Let
I
can't. Yeah, but I can't. Like she.
Next thing you're gonna say, we should let Rig in the studio Rig? Outside of.
I've seen where Rig goes, and I can't. I in good conscience.
Right. You see where she goes, but, punching me in the face.
Yeah, but Janie's staying at home
Who?
Most days.
Janie.
That's what I said.
Janie.
It's the same thing.
No.
If you met Jenny.
Oh, my gosh. What you just did, Janie will never let you forget it. I can tell you that okay. right now.
Dude, you okay. just got on Janie's bad side.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about One Calls the Heart Season 2, Episode 6, Coming Together, Coming Apart. We have 4 segments to break this episode down. I'm going to start my good friend Panda. Panda, hot take, where are you at? I know mm-hmm. this has been hard for you.
Yeah.
It's been a tough season.
It's been tough.
Is the tough season still rowing your
last
boat?
Last week's yeah. the best of the season.
Best of the season. And last week's still the best. This episode is better than the other ones comparatively other than last week. So it's probably third for this season. It's probably the third one.
I think that you're mistaking good for only 45 minutes.
Yeah, it might be. Listen, the best one's the poker game. In my opinion, second best is the courtroom.
Okay.
This one has a couple good scenes overall. They spent more time in Hope Valley, which obviously bodes well whenever you're in Hope Valley longer.
I thought they spent more time in Hamilton. Bill's story was in Hamilton. Elizabeth's sister, Jack's brother. The only thing in Hope Valley was Gowan, and then
it seems like they spent a fair amount of time with Gowan and Rosemary. I don't know. You're right. They probably did spend longer. I don't know. Here's what worked though. Gowan has more screen time.
Well, Gowan was in the episode.
Yeah, and when Gowan's in the episode, it improves the show. It's as simple as that. I am getting more on board with Rosemary and Lee's kind of little relationship or whatever's going on there. Got some questions about it. But man, this Jack and Elizabeth thing is just, it's unbelievably stupid. A lot of boring parts. Ugh. This whole thing about the guy's wife, what's it? I can't think of Bill. Is it Bill?
Yeah, Bill Avery.
I don't care about that plot point anymore. And I think I don't care. I didn't
write it down.
I couldn't even care.
They didn't even make the synopsis.
No one cares. Move on. We want to see him with Abigail.
Can any of you tell me what happened with Bill and that woman?
Can tell you what happens.
Yeah.
Her dad is having some health issues. She can't pay for it. He turned down money from Elizabeth's dad as a thank you for helping them. And then he comes back and says, I would like the money. I don't want it for me. I want you to pay for that guy's health stuff. And so he does that with the money.
That's beautiful.
And then he still feels like he's trapped and can't get away from her. Then he leaves.
Yeah.
Whatever. No one cares.
It's bad.
I agree with everything that Panda just said. Nothing will ever compete with that poker game and how good it was. This episode...
I mean, that should tell you how bad this season is.
This episode had...
If we're putting that poker game up on a pedestal, like that should tell you everything you need to know about this season.
This episode had some moments, but again, I'm personally ready to turn to the next mm-hmm. chapter, known as season 3, get over this the hump of Hamilton... some live and would not recommend it, and you guys need to quit it. And I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to get back to the things that really matter, like Elizabeth and Jack making eyes, and I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah,
we're in Wind Calls the Heart purgatory right now. I mean, there is no end in sight. This is hell on earth. It is the same thing. None of this matters at all. Like, at least you could say in season 1, there was some sense of urgency within character development that just doesn't exist right now. The pastor and Abigail, nothing. Bill Avery, nothing. And I'll say this, Gowan's my favorite actor on the show. His plot line right now doesn't do anything for me. Like, he's just trying to find a way to be mean again. Like, that's all he's doing. I lost being in charge of the mine. I lost the train not coming through here. I lost in that big poker game. I lost all my stuff. How can I be mean now? just leave. For the love of everything good and decent, just leave. Just
breathe.
I just don't understand. I don't understand what he's doing.
Just breathe.
And then Jack and Elizabeth are real bad too right now. Doesn't make any sense. I can't get over it.
In front of the crowd.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Just breathe.
Was that Faith Hill?
No.
No, that's the only Just Breathe I know. I don't know what song he's singing. But I was
I've heard this song, but
it sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, it's one line from that song that you keep singing.
It's Just Breathe. That's the chorus. The whole chorus is Just Breathe. Just Breathe.
Man.
Oh, breathe. Just breathe.
We're here just to point out because he said just leave. Yes. And you said just breathe.
For those of you playing along at home, yes, that is how we got to where we are now. Cool. Yeah. A minute later.
You guys are on fire. No break needed. Forget the vacay.
I did let
this
him in.
This is spicy.
I did let
this
him in.
This is good stuff. This is the stuff
that wrong that I
this is listeners what they like right here.
Rick, we have
more crypto talk and songs you don't know.
Rick, you got crypto?
Oh, I got crypto.
What do you got?
Flex spend.
Flex spend.
Yeah, to spend it, you got to flex your muscles.
Okay.
I usually give them the delts and the tries. You know what I mean?
I do not. This is a real currency?
Oh, yeah, it's real.
What's the...
I used to go with Clowny Pay, and it...
I heard about Clowny Pay.
It let me down one too many times.
I heard
Even Fitzy stopped taking Clowny Pay. Yeah. And that's crazy.
Yes.
They were taking frog legs, but not Fitzy Pay.
Who wouldn't take frog legs, am I right?
Yeah.
I just eat them. Turn his mic off.
It's time for all the feels.
Yeah.
We're talking about what in this episode gave us feels.
The best segment of the week. All the feels for When Calls the Heart Season 2. Let's make some crap up, Panda.
Jack sticking it to the man gave me feels when he's offered the job. And he says, nah, I'm not taking the job.
Can I have his daughter for the rest of my life?
Yes, because I need to know.
Just breathe.
Just breathe.
You guys got it now. You guys got it now.
What if we were holding out on the whole time?
You guys were doing it. Yeah, we listened to it
just like
the
in the car. We're like, turn on whatever that is. Natalie Imbruglia, Just Breathe. I don't know.
Is that really it?
No, I don't know who it is. It's not.
It's not Pearl Jam. Just breathe. Son of a... Anna Nalick.
Anna Nalick?
Nalick.
Yeah, I don't think
one
so.
One hit wonder.
Okay, that makes sense.
Similar to Panda, my feels were when Abigail stood up to the man and said, we're not doing this
She's
right now.
She's 50-50.
Yeah, she doesn't have to say yes. She doesn't have to at all. And I like that. And I like the sass. And I like the pushback. Gowan, you don't control me. You are you're in the corner ropes, son. Something like that.
You're on the corner rope, son.
Yeah, something like that is probably how it went. Wow. All right, we're going to go to break.
Wait a minute. You didn't even let me do my feels. When Marcus Rosner and Aaron Krakow do the duet on the piano, it's the most meaningless scene I've ever seen.
I didn't see it coming. I should have by now, and I didn't. You got me. It's crazy because you think you're going to say, but then you're like,
yeah.
And you just suck
my
your
feels
punch.
Are anger that you think I am incapable of having feels at this awful TV show.
Janie hit my other eye.
Wow. Now, in fairness, you sang Just Breathe a long time.
No, that's
and
right.
You know, that's
true.
A trigger for Janie.
That's true.
She hates Anna Nalick.
Oh, man.
A huge anti-Nalick fan.
Anti-Nalick.
She's a huge anti-Nalick fan.
Yeah, meaning she's
all... I started
all...
the Facebook group.
So does she like the song or not?
And she's anti-Nalick fan. So if you're she's anti-Nalick, she's your big fan of yours.
Of anti-Nalick
what
fan.
What part of this aren't you getting?
All of it. Are you Rick's sister?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm anti-Nalick.
No, you're a huge anti-Nalick fan.
Right?
So you're not anti-Nalick. You're a huge fan of people
I
that
started
are.
The group.
Okay.
No one embodies anti-Nalicism like me.
We are so far in the weeds.
Janie out.
You think Anna Nalick would come on the show now?
Yes.
I think Anna would. Nalick, not so much. When you're named Nalik, like,
I don't know.
I mean, come on, pick something else, lady. Yeah.
It's part of the show with the Weight Watch. Panda, what do you got, pal?
At one point, Bill Avery hands her a pack of money to his Nora Dora, whatever her name is.
Nora Dora, Dora.
And she looks at
Bill's
it.
Bill's husband, adult Aurora.
Woohoo! What's the best moment of this week, guys?
Better than Dogecoin.
No, nothing's better. Nothing.
It dropped to 39 cents because you said that, Brad.
Sorry, that's on me, everybody. Bye.
And dog memes are hilarious, guys. Spend your money.
They are so funny.
I don't know what to tell you.
Because a dog, the whole time, is just... like you just told a funny joke, right? And no one's laughing. I love that dog. She just looks at the pack of money. She goes, what is it? Like, open the envelope. I just don't know what to do. And then finally, Lee decides to have a conversation.
Reach.
God, what am I supposed to say? This whole show, you can't just sit there and say the whole show's a
the
Weight
Watch.
The
reason you need those glasses is to hunt for Weight Watts.
Whoa.
Where am I going?
There's a Weight What? Lee decides to have a conversation with Rosemary about their relationship in front of school kids, pretty much. Just they're sitting there. That's a weird thing. Don't do it.
Just breathe.
I still don't understand why year after year they have to spend so many weeks on this Founders Day play. Like, how are we doing this again?
I brought this up as a Weight What in season one.
I think it's because they always add an extra year to it. They've done every year.
She rewrote the whole play. So at least it makes sense why they're practicing so much this year, whereas in prior years, everyone's just saying the same lines they've said for 50 years or however long.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I have a couple. One, Jack, listen, I know you're upset. I know you need some space, but buddy, it's first class. Like you can still think in first class. There's a motto that I live by in life, which is you never turn down first class.
Although, a first class cabin on a train with two unmarried people in the 1910s, that's a bit scandalous.
Wouldn't you say?
There's some scandal there, and we don't want any scandal.
No, we don't want any pushback.
We don't want any pushback.
No. I would still risk it.
You risk it for the brisket.
You risk it. There's brisket in first class.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How good is it?
Oh,
so good.
It's good enough not to risk it.
First class brisket.
It's good enough not to risk it.
It's good enough that you don't want to risk the brisket.
No, you want to risk it for the brisket.
But the brisket is so good, you don't want to risk not getting the brisket.
You don't risk it. For the brisket. You don't risk it.
But you also would risk it for the brisket.
You do. You risk
it. It's depending on your context.
Yes.
If you're already in, you don't risk it. But if you're not in, you would risk it.
For the brisket, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That comes with some Triscuits.
Oh, boy.
Triscuits with the briskets.
Really?
Yeah.
I prefer a biscuit.
Biscuit would be good with a brisket. Triscuit.
Biscuit.
This is When Calls the Heart season two.
We're here and we're loving it. Dan's got all the feels. Brent's singing about breathing.
Just breathe. Sure, that's it, Dan.
Yeah, I got a bunch, actually. One, I don't know how many times I have to say this. Jack, is it Thornton? Is that his last name? Jack Thornton.
Go home, you're drunk. It's Jack Thornton.
Calm down. He doesn't know Bill Avery's name ever. He always is like,
I got it right.
Who's the guy? He didn't even know Abigail's name half the time.
Abigail. Yeah.
Risk it for the brisket, pals.
Brisket. Listen, Jack Thornton is a Mountie. Can we stop acting like he's a hobo just begging for change on the corner compared to Elizabeth's family? How many times are we going to do this? You don't understand. I'm not going to live up to expectations. He's a Mountie. It is has to be, if not the most noble profession, one of the top three most noble professions of the time. How in the world is this guy second class to anyone? I understand that class systems are based on money, but all the rich people out there will tell you how much the first responders and the troops mean. It doesn't make any sense that a an established Mountie who has received commendations for his good work and putting himself in harm's way to save others is somehow not good enough for someone? That is absurd. It's patently absurd. I don't understand it. It's just terrible. It's an awful, awful storyline in the midst of a sea of awful storylines. And I can't handle it.
I Googled how big of a deal are Mounties and it said big.
Big.
Said really? Big. See? Scale 1 to 10, Google that. Scale of 1 to 10.
1. What do we got? This is good audio.
One being the worst. Let them know because it sometimes gets that
unsourced
wrong.
Unsourced material may be challenged and removed. A scale of 1 to 10 or scale from 1 to 10 is a general and largely vernacular concept used for ratings, things, people, places, ideas, and so on. Huh. So, yes.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Perfect. No, that was helpful.
Yeah, you said Google on scale of 1 to 10. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Thanks for all that, guys. Next up, they are doing a full...
Just breathe, boys. Just breathe.
Just breathe. They're doing a full-on rehearsal for the Founders Day play. And at the end of the rehearsal, there is a full-scale applause while these kids bow. And no one is in the room but the children and Rosemary. And somewhere in the audio editing, we screwed up because they just hit the play on the clap button. It's full-scale applause. The
Maybe
children,
she played on the cassette. I forgot what we were in time. Sorry.
That's 100 years ago. There's because full-scale applause, and the kids are all bowing. It doesn't make any sense at all. And then lastly, I do want to make sure we emphasize this. Jack tells his brother that he's throwing his life away because he is about to run off with an exceedingly wealthy woman. Okay? Not you're throwing your life away because you're drinking too much. Not you're throwing your life away because you don't want this job I've gotten you. You're about to run off with an exceedingly wealthy woman, and Jack is saying you're throwing your life away, and we're supposed to believe that. Sorry. You could maybe say Elizabeth's sister's throwing her life away. You can't say, for this guy, this is a promotion of epic proportions. He is not throwing his life away right now. To say that would not be accurate at all. Those are my wait what's.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm. It's time for Hope to Valley. It's part of the show. We talk about the things in the show that are giving us hope for the future and or things that are bumming us out. Panda.
Even though I'm bummed out by it. Can I say that? Because I think
this is an interesting approach.
Right.
No.
Stop. I'm with you. You say whatever you need to, big guy.
Just breathe.
Okay.
Lee, after he is rejected by Rosemary, immediately somebody smiles at him, and he goes over and just...
Full arm grab.
Which is... interesting. Yeah. That is interesting. So now we're getting potentially a glimpse of his character. He is not the upright individual that we think he is.
I get the feeling he is, though, Panda.
And this is where it gets interesting to me. How are they going to, because that's, how do you establish what he did just there? Like, he's a player. Like, clearly, very much so.
Maybe that's like a family friend, or maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a terrible scene, but I get the feeling Lee will always be a stand-up guy, but that scene made it sound like...
That is a weird scene.
Okay, on to the next lady.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. It's really weird. I don't know. I have hope that they're going to do something with that that's interesting, because the rest of the season has kind of been boring.
No, get out of here.
A little dull, boys.
I have hope as well. I think the changes that Rosemary's made to the Founders Day play are really going to bring it to the next level.
What are we doing?
Some of those costumes. What are we doing here? There's a tree.
The tree was a nice touch. Yeah,
pockets. The tree was a tree, yes. And so just really.
Pocket watch.
Well, calm down. I can say pockets before pocket watch.
But you spoiled.
You blasphemed pockets last week, and then you have the nerve to bring his name up this week.
Pockets is in this episode.
I can't. It's every week now. This used to be fun, but it's every week now.
You are what the people say you're a convoluted captain of catastrophe.
Dude, convoluted captain of catastrophe.
That was dope.
They came out of it right now.
Oh, no way. Yeah. The way your brain works, such a mystery.
Dude, it is.
It is. That's true.
Do you have anything?
I do actually. The most interesting line of this episode is Bill Avery's pseudo-wife's dad says to Bill Avery, "Boy, I remember when you faced off against the whiskey runners and you were outnumbered 10-1. And that's a hope, because that sounds awesome.
Yes.
And you know what the valley is?
We'll never see that.
We're never going to see Jack Wagner 10-1 against 10 whiskey runners. I'm in for that.
Yeah, that is pretty great.
Would you still be impressed if you found out that the whiskey runners could only throw whiskey bottles from a 20-foot range?
There's 10 of them.
But he's armed with a gun.
But are they behind anything? Are they just out in the open?
Wide open.
Well, then that's less impressive,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's probably what happened.
Do you think what happened in this story is Wagner's got guns, and there are 10 whiskey runners that don't have a car, which was needed for whiskey running, and only, even though they're doing something illegal, have a bottle of whiskey each, one bottle of whiskey each,
yeah,
that they're just carrying around like nomadic whiskey drinkers.
Right, yeah. I think that's probably what happened.
Okay, well, in that case, I stand corrected. It's a bad scene. I don't have a hope in Valley. Sorry, Brand.
Good news, everybody. For the second week in a row here on Pockets Watch, we have found him.
Pockets is here.
Pockets is here to stay, boys and girls. The Swagger account.
It's getting low.
Did you say the Swagger account?
I did.
Like that was accounting. Like, Tracy, what's the update on the Swagger account?
It's up, up, up.
As much as Dogecoin?
No, Lord, no.
What is, though? Am I right?
No, you said it.
Did you invest anything in Dogecoin?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Everything
good
that I got from that settlement.
What? Whoa. What settlement?
The car crash.
Oh, okay.
With AC/DC?
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Can you tell me anyway? Because now I'm very curious. So,
I was driving. I was on 14th, coming down 14th, about to turn on Lell Street. And I was listening to AC/DC. When I see the guitar player with the little shorts, he was skipping down, doing his thing. And I was like, hey, AC/DC. And he said, yeah. And I said, I love you guys. I'm listening to you right now. I turn on Al. I accidentally clip him.
Time out. You were on 14th. You turned on Lell, and you turned from Lell to L?
I was waiting to turn on to Lell.
Lell. Okay, you said L.
Lord, no. Elle's nowhere near that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was trying to make your story make sense.
Oh, I see. You're a buffoon. So I clipped him. He sued me, but then I countersued him for ruining my day.
And you won that suit.
He had nothing on me.
Because he did ruin your day.
He did ruin my day.
It's true.
And the judge said,
of law, there's no way to get around
I haven't that. Been able to go back to Lell since. And that's a very important road for me.
Okay. Why can't you go on that? Because every time you go on the road.
It makes me sad. Okay. I was on Judge Gino.
You were on personal injury
court. Personal injury court.
Legal sauce.
Yes.
And you got all the money.
I got all the money.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Put it all on Doge. As anyone should.
Yep. Doge coins.
Back up at 41 after that. Good.
Good, good.
Where are we? Smolder.
Low. I don't even have a number at this point.
No,
just
you got to give a number. Because you say it's never zero.
He didn't really smolder with Elizabeth.
It's a zero.
No. He smoldered with Grace.
Big zero.
I give him a one.
A one.
1.5.
Oh, for the scene with the nurse?
Yeah. He smoldered with the flowers.
Yeah, I'll give him a one for that. Yeah, a one. A one
smolder. I'm going to give him two and some change.
Two and some.
Two point three.
Three dimes. Quarter and a nickel.
Yep.
We're learning about change at the house right now with the boys.
Yeah, because we're talking about investing. And
that's right. And Dogecoin. Yeah, of course.
So Your boys have invested a lot in Doge.
Oh, so much.
If we have two and some change, how much Doge?
You could buy, let's see, 3, 6, 9. You could buy 7 or 8 Dogecoins right now.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I mean, that's just giving it away.
And you say it like that. We did it, everybody?
Did we?
Did you?
Yeah, I think we did. Oh, we have What's Calling My Heart.
Oh, What Is Calling My Heart? A part of the show where you email us hello@deckthehallmark.com with the subject line, What Is Calling My Heart? Or What's Calling My Heart? You don't have to say is. And we will read those on the air. And I'm very excited about today because who do we have today, Dan?
We have, hold please, Anna.
Anna.
Anna Taylor. Hey, guys. What's Calling My Heart is this podcast.
Yeah.
I discovered Deck the Hallmark after I heard an interview with you all and Jen Hatmaker.
Oh, hey. Jen. That was a good one.
I turned it on when riding with my 15-year-old son to sports practice. We were hooked at the first listen. The Christmas movie reviews got us through the long, dark winter practice season. One time we made the mistake of actually watching a Hallmark movie. Never again. We'll leave that to the professionals. I just wanted you to know that we are appreciating you taking the time to actually watch what Hallmark produces and make our lives better for it. Hashtag Hardys, Anna and Nate.
Woo! Wow.
Anna and Nate, thank you so much for the kind words.
Man. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
You know what? That hits me in the feels.
Oh, absolutely.
Big feels in the heart.
Big feels.
Yum, 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 yum.
Ah, look at them feels. Give me those feels.
Like I eat Dogecoins.
We did it. Until then, Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.